Good morning and welcome to Car Talk. It is 9:30 right on the nose. Brad Dungis is in with us today. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Tom. How are you?
Well, a little bit of sunshine, a little cool nip in the air. You know, that'll just put a little spray.
Beautiful fall weather. It's a beautiful day. It's warming up a little bit. Good to see the sunshine, definitely.
Yeah.
need it to warm up just a bit more. It looks like next week's going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness sakes. Probably be about the best week of the whole year.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll see. We're getting ready to move into the pre-Thanksgiving mode here with all kinds of big car dealer things going on. We got an announcement from Ford about the all-new Mach-E Mustang.
Oh, wow.
This is an all-full electric vehicle that Ford's going to announce to reveal on Sunday. Today, they just announced just a few minutes ago that the name of the vehicle will be the Mach-E Mustang. It's actually an SUV, first SUV in the Mustang lineup.
Wow, this is a lot of changes.
It's a full electric vehicle. Really, as Ford says, building on their strengths on performance and SUVs. And they're really excited about it. The dealership has signed up for the program. We've been a part of the Ford electrified vehicle thing all along. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, we invested in our first round of charging stations and such for the plug-in electric hybrid Escape and Fusion that Ford has sold. But this will be our first full electric vehicle. Really excited to be able to show people more about it coming up next week. And on Sunday, if you can check it out online and find out more about the reveal show if you want to check it out. I got to see a preliminary version of the vehicle at the last Ford dealer meeting. It was really a great looking vehicle. It's going to be a very interesting vehicle. So, and you know, this is a great time for Ford. I think getting into the SUV lineup we have is outstanding, and with all new Explorer out now and lots of great product for you to choose from. But this is just going to open up the door for so much in that space that's coming. I think right now, I think there's something like 12 or 15 maybe electric vehicles on the market. Mm-hmm. I heard that in about 5 years there'll be 122. So this is coming at us, folks.
That might be a conservative estimate. Everybody wants to get in the game.
They are rushing into it. So rather than being a little niche, it's going to grow. You know, we'll see how quickly it grows. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I really don't think it is for everyone, but for some drivers, it's going to be a great choice. You know, the electric performance vehicle is an interesting idea. And one that I think Ford's going to expand on, you get a certain level of power from an electric engine. Mm-hmm. that gives you great torque and power, as well as the green stuff you get from not having direct mm-hmm. combustible pollution coming out of your tailpipe.
Well, this is something else completely. I don't think that if you said 5 years ago, you know, a muscle car or something of that, or a performance vehicle and electric at the same time, I think folks would look at you like, yeah, why?
I know, but as this market has grown, and we've seen it with the hybrid vehicles, back mm-hmm. to the Prius, of course, hallmark mm-hmm. of all the hybrid vehicles is really the icon of that. And, of course, at first it was really about fuel economy and efficiency. Mm-hmm. And the engineering was designed to create a 50 miles per gallon vehicle, and it did, and actually greater miles per gallon on many versions of mm-hmm. it now. But now we see the hybrid technology also being applied this way. On the all-new RAV4 from Toyota, you've got a great setup there where you've got a really pretty high-performance engine in there with great fuel economy. It's a great drive feel, it really is meeting the market of what people expect when they drive a vehicle, and given that great fuel economy. Of course, the manufacturers have to try to meet the fuel CAFE rules. They've got to sell. Their average fuel economy of their fleet they sell has to be measured in a certain way and hit a mark. And so they're all trying to figure out how to make it fit into that particular spectrum of their product lineup. And so for Ford, this is one of the great answers for that. I think, so they gave every dealer the opportunity to sign up for the vehicle. Most of the vehicles, about half of them, will be allocated to the states where they have mandated a certain percentage of vehicles be all electric. California, Oregon, maybe some in the Northeast. I'm not for sure on those because they're a long way from Oklahoma. But the other half will be allocated out here in the rest of the world. The vehicle, and they'll talk about the reservation process for the vehicle. The vehicle is actually not going to be available for about a year. And so for the next few months, we'll just be taking reservations for the vehicle. But you get a lot of great information on the vehicle. It's a whole new thing for us. And I guess more information to come next week on that.
Did you have to take one of those secret oaths with a handshake when they showed it to you?
Well, you know, it is interesting when you go into those meetings, they always do give us make sure that, you know, sometimes they take away the phone even and put it in a actual locked bag. You can take your bag back, but when you get out, they unlock the bag.
Gotcha.
Other times they just cover up the camera so you can't take pictures. But
you're not going to see it until we say you can see it.
They always want to have their suspense, you know.
Oh, yeah,
we used to have new car show, of course, and new car reveals at dealerships back before.
Wait for the trucks to come in.
Before the internet and the world changed how we look at things on our phones and such.
But, that was kind of neat, around this time, fall, kind of hang around, the local dealership, go, when's that truck coming in? Well, Dad says tomorrow. Okay, we'll be here to you.
Well, they're definitely in now. I mean, that's another theme usually this time of year, our great deals on the leftover 2019s. There's a great opportunity out there for people looking to purchase a vehicle. We have a lot big incentives right now. There's still 0% available on a lot of the different vehicles and Toyota and Ford, as well as Lincoln. Most Lincolns right now come with rebates plus 0 for 60, which is a great interest rate. Obviously, if you're looking to finance or get a low payment, this is the time. There's a lot of great deals we're going to be announcing over the next few days, and the Ford year-end event is going to kick off here, I think, actually today. That's going to be announced also. The Built for the Holidays sales event with Ford will have a little Black Friday period here, and then we'll go into Built for the Holidays and those final days push at the end of December. But it's going to be, we're going to feature on that program a 20% off almost to every Ford, a great discount message. Plus, you can get a complimentary maintenance through the Ford Pass Rewards program, which is also a really neat deal. It's like our airlines reward program, where if you spend money, and it's actually a credit card, you can spend in other places too. But if you spend money on that card, it helps you go towards your next money will go towards your next purchase. Mm-hmm. You can get service off, free service on it, and actually Ford loads points on there when you purchase a new Ford to give you free maintenance for the first 2 years.
Wow!
So it's a great deal and get you started on the reward program. There's a lot of great deals at Toyota, too, right now. Toyota has an incredible deal on Highlander. We never really get big rebates, or only in this time of year. And this is a special year because we have all new Highlander coming at the end of the year, and we should have on the ground in January. So we're trying to close out the old model year, so there's great deals on that. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to earn a lot of inventory of the new model that's coming next year, so we need to keep our sales up. And for that, Toyota's given us a $3,000 rebate on Highlander, which is a really big rebate on that particular vehicle. And with our Dungeness discounts, I think you can look for some Highlanders on our lot to be, as much as probably $6,000 off, $5,700 off on a Highlander, $7,100 off on a Tundra is available right now. We've got Corollas for $169 a month on a lease, actually, just $39 a week. That's a pretty great deal for a new vehicle. You can check all that out on our website. Of course, you can get to the websites by going to DungeonsChoice.com. Mm-hmm. From there, you can go to the Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln site. You can also, there's a link to employment application and for service and sales questions. Anything you want is there. All our vehicles are priced. We try to get pictures up of everything with great detail just as quickly as we can on all our inventory. And really, some great tools on our websites to help you do your research. We have a just in the last few weeks rolled out an all new Toyota website. And it's got some really neat new stuff on it that allows you to go in and, you know, once you've kind of narrowed down your search for the vehicle, you can start to construct your car deal there yourself. And it actually links to the system we use that accesses credit through the bureaus. You, of course, are in charge of your credit, so you can access it, give it approval, and then you're working with your actual score and credit terms that are pre-loaded into the system. You can select which bank you want to do. We've got multiple banks available in there, whether it's the Toyota Financial Services 0% offer, or you can see what the rate would be if you went with a competitive rate from another bank. Sometimes there's different alternatives on the rebates, so you might get a higher rebate if you didn't take the 0% or something, and you might want to experiment whether that would lower your payment. So you can go in there and play with all that on your own and actually get really close to the actual, I mean, it really is the actual payment on the vehicle. And then, you know, we used to have these tools that would, you know, kind of do it with and get really close, but now they're getting to the point where it's really right nailed right down to it. There's a tool in there to evaluate your trade. You know, we've got the internet price, the market-based internet price up there already, and those really are outstanding prices. I challenge you to go out and beat them by very much. Of course, you know, dealers are going to be competitive, and we do it all the time, too, where somebody will bring in a competitor's price, and we'll try to make them look silly. But at the same time, we put our prices on the money online. You know, we want our customers to know we're going to be transparent in the purchase process, and you know, we really want to help you buy a car and feel comfortable about it. That's really important at Dungis.
Boy, I tell you, that puts a lot of control right back to the buyer. They feel a little bit more secure seeing what's really kind of going on there, where, oh, well, these are the tools that everybody's been using. I didn't know that they had that much to choose from.
Well, it's
from
a complex thing, buying a car.
It is.
But at the same time, a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of information out there now where people can get things and different opinions on what a good deal is. But a lot of times when it takes coming in and actually you're working that to get to your numbers. And so that, I think as this continues to evolve, you're just going to see more and more of that getting pushed out to you on your phone and such. I mean, you see that with, you know, car vending machines being advertised on TV and stuff like that. I'm not sure what that's about.
But
most people I talk to still want to come in and drive the car. And shake somebody's hand and know who to talk to if they have a question about the vehicle. I think that's still, you know, what we specialize in is being there for our customers and being part of the community, of course.
Well, you know, that's all part of the experience, too. You know, you always feel like you're going it alone a little bit until you go in and you meet up with a representative that has your interest at heart as well as everyone else's and puts together a great deal that is just, you know, fabulous. Yeah. You walk away feeling great. Actually, you drive away feeling great with something with a new car smell, and you're like, oh, man, this is euphoric.
Now, that's what our business is all about. That's what we take joy in, of course, is making people happy, helping them solve their problems. And
sure.
I mean, that's our great team. I mean, we have such great people at the dealership, and they're the what make it all work. And they really are outstanding. And, you know, we really have the best, I think. I mean, our community is such a wonderful place, but we have really good people, and they take care of you and want to be there for you. Many of them grew up around here, come through the, you know, Tri-County or the school systems around here. You know, it's just we're a local company that relies on local people and focuses on our local business. We want to do business with our people here in Bartlesville. We need your business to stay around as a company in Bartlesville. And, you know, I know you got a lot of choices in where you buy a vehicle. And I know that it's going to come down to giving us an opportunity, and that's all we ask for is the chance.
Very good. Now, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go home today when I get out of here. And I'm going to toy around on that new Toyota website you got there.
Okay,
you were talking about it last week. Said, well, you know, we've got a lot of it, you know, ready to roll. And now it's ready to go. So thanks for reminding
there,
me.
And another thing you can do there is chat with our team right here in Bartlesville. You know, in the past, we've had some of our chat time. So we were able to do it, but a lot of times it was manned by someone, a third party that was could be there 24/7. Mm-hmm. You know, most people don't want to chat in the middle of the night anyway when we have trouble manning it. So now we're going to man it ourselves during our regular business hours in our where our operators are. And so there's always somebody there. If you have a simple question, if you, you know, we're there to help you with that, you know. And, you know, the other thing you can get on our website, and we've talked about this before, but our great new app that Dungis has, the DungisNet check-in app, you're never going to have to wait for an oil change again. It's a really great deal. You just go to your app store, either the Google or Apple store, and search for DungisNet check-in and get that thing downloaded. What it does is it allows you to see what our how much traffic we have that today and schedule your service based on our availability. So right now, say we might have three people that are in service right now wanting an oil change in Toyota, and each one of them, it might take about 25 or 30 minutes for us to complete it. So if they're there and we're halfway through the first one, the system would tell you to arrive in an hour 15, and we'll be ready to start working on your vehicle right then. And it really is super convenient. And of course, we're still going to have a little bit of time to service your vehicle, but it allows you to basically arrive for the write-up, and the vehicle goes right into service in the regular flow of our business, as opposed to, you know, having to wait or schedule your appointment out several days ahead and then run the risk of not being able to do it or something. You know, so you can do it on your time without having to schedule an appointment, or you get this check-in done and not wait at all. It's pretty cool.
I can vouch for it because I've used it. I love it. And so, you know, the next time, the mileage meter says time to go in, I'll probably beat it. I don't like running it that close. I don't know how people do that. Just a few over. You spent a lot of money for this vehicle. Why are you doing it?
Well, that's anyway, that stuff's changing on vehicles, too.
Right I know. Now. The newer cars with the synthetic oil.
There's a lot of different time frames on oil, maintenance schedules people need. That's something we don't always talk about. Right? It's super critical to people maintaining the value of their vehicle and making sure they're safe. Mm-hmm. You know, our tires, for instance, a lot of times with synthetic oils, your tires actually need to be rotated more often than you're going to change your oil.
That's true.
You need to rotate your tires about every 5,000 miles. Mm-hmm. It's going to extend the life of your tires at least 20 or 30%, probably much more than that on most vehicles. It just allows them to wear more evenly. And it also adds to the ability of the vehicle to be inspected. You can look at the brakes and really see what's going on in there, which is a good thing to do regularly.
My eyes can't get under there, but by golly, if you're changing the tires around, hey, look at that.
There it is.
There
right.
you go.
So, I mean, that's something to remember. And then the vehicles also are going to start telling us when they need the service, too, without the traditional maintenance reminder, which kind of had to guess when you need it, or the sticker in your car that tells you what mileage you need to go get the oil changed. So now the vehicle itself is going to have some telemetrics and ability to communicate with you through the and know how many miles it knows how many miles it has on it, and how many how many months it's been since the oil change, and so it can actually send you the reminder itself here pretty soon. I think that you'll start getting those from the car itself. Pretty quick. That's actually accurate. More than right now, we have those reset things
that do
actually work on the miles, but that this will be more of a notification through your phone probably, and you know, so you can it'll reach you in other ways than just the vehicle tapping you on the shoulder.
Now the thing with your vehicles and maintenance and what have you, you've got this diagnostic machine that was out many years ago. Everybody thought, well, that's the living end. You just kind of plug it in and it does the troubleshooting for your car. Well, now your car's starting to do that a little bit more, and
I
imagine it talks with the diagnostic machine a lot better too.
It does. Those tools continue to improve. Definitely, everything is more and more computerized. The everything from alignment machines and alignment checking systems on our Toyota service drive. We have you can just pull in and we can actually check your alignment without raising the vehicle on a lift or putting it on an alignment rack. It's just takes a few seconds, and we can tell whether you're out of alignment, which, again, if we talked about rotating your tires, if you happen to have a vehicle that's out of alignment, you are definitely going to be wearing your tires more quickly than you need to, and you're going to want to get that taken care of just so that you can not have spend extra money on the tires themselves.
Well, thank you guys for making it easy for us to, you know, get in, get out, and get on our way. And, you know, it seems like you're refining it, you know,
every couple of weeks. Always working on that. Always working on that. You know, a couple other things I wanted to talk about this week. We've got some friends of ours tomorrow night are going to have a big event. I want to say give a shout out to my friend George Charleston and ARF, the Animal Rescue Foundation. ARF is having their Putting on the Leash event tomorrow night. It's a great event and for a great cause. Bartlesville's own ARF. It's an unrepeatable thing. In other words, it's not some connected to some larger organization. It's a unique Bartlesville institution, and they will do a lot. So go check that out. I think Roger Skelly will be out there with a great auction items and lots of entertainment and live music. With lots of stuff to do, so I invite everybody to go out to that tomorrow night. Another thing the dealership is getting ready to do is we're going to have a canned food drive this year between now and Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We're going to start promoting it next week, but we'll be people bring in cans. We're going to give it to Mary Martha. Non-perishable food, basically. Mm-hmm. Bring it in, we'll collect it up, and just in the spirit of Thanksgiving, as we're getting ready for it to move into the holiday season, I wanted to give everybody a shout out to that. We've got a lot of great deals going right now, like I mentioned before, on our new vehicles, but also we've got a great inventory of used vehicles and certified vehicles. I've been out always looking for the perfect vehicles for our inventory, and two things there. Number one, if you're looking to sell a used car, we definitely are in the market. I'll give you top dollar for your vehicle, and it's pretty simple to bring it in or go online and get the process started to evaluate it. Just takes a little bit of time, and if you've got all your paperwork and titles and stuff together, we can get you a check pretty real quickly. So that's one way to solve that problem if you have it. But anyway, once we get those vehicles, we put them through our service department and determine whether they should be certified. We've got the manufacturer programs for Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, a great inventory of certified vehicles. And some of the other new vehicle dealers in town don't have great inventories of certified vehicles. So if you're looking for that extra protection of the warranty that comes with a certified vehicle from the manufacturer, come to Dungis. We've got a great selection of Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns, always there on the ground for you. And like with everything else at Dungis, if we don't have what you want, just ask. We can go get just about anything. New or used vehicles, we're always out there looking. People ask all the time, you know, how do dealers trade? Well, of course we do. Yes, we have to. There's no, at any one time, I can't have all the cars that are possible to build.
And neither can they.
So we do all share them and have to. It's important. I think a few years ago, we tried to add up all the different buildable F-150 vehicles that you had between all the different trim levels and body configurations, engines, you know, drivetrains, everything is different. You could build like 15 million different trucks. And I can't stock that many. So if you're looking for some I don't have on the ground, just drive through on Sunday and don't give us a chance. Give us a shout. Let us know what you're looking for. Let us see if we can put something together. You'd be surprised how easy that is. And we'll do all the work for you. And it won't cost you anything more.
Couple of phone calls.
And we really focus on making it easy. You know, this last week, a couple times, we actually, you know, people never came into the dealership. We took the vehicle out to them. They wanted to see if it would fit in their garage. We were able to go to their house, get it in the garage, help them test drive the vehicle at their house. We went back, got the paperwork together, went back to their living room and signed everything up. And they never came in the dealership. So, I mean, sometimes we'll just try to go the extra mile, do whatever it takes to make you satisfied.
I've never had that first world problem with my car fitting in the garage.
It's one of those things we face all the time.
It must be a dandy to have.
Well, you know, I think actually for a decade or more, we lived in an older home here in Bartlesville.
Yeah, the garages were a bit smaller.
Some of the smaller garages built in the 20s to 50s in Bartlesville, a lot of those one-car garage setups with the narrow driveway, and those are a little bit tighter, mm-hmm. and so you that might that not now. Make that, and with the trucks, and, you know, the SUVs, it's so much more a part of our lives now. I mean, you do want to know if it's going to fit.
Speaking of trucks, you see the decades roll on by on Frank Phillips Boulevard or on Washington Boulevard. I mean, I'm seeing guys driving things from the 40s to right now.
Yeah.
And when I'm seeing the stuff that was being driven quite commonly when I was in my teens, 20s, maybe early 30s,
they're
stacked up next to probably what the model is today, it's like, you got a lot more truck going on.
Speaking of old trucks too. Yeah. I mean, and check it out on Facebook. You can look at. I know we're on Facebook Live. Hello, everybody out there. But go to the Dungeness Ford website. You can see we've got some old Fords on the showroom floor.
Oh, yeah.
Come in and check them out if you want. There's a Model A and a Model T wagon thing. They're incredible. The Model A is such an awesome vehicle. It runs great. It's just an incredible vehicle, and it's actually for sale. I'm crazy. Somebody traded it in. So no, it's a 1929. It's an awesome.
Power steering by Armstrong.
Great vehicle. So that 1929 was the first year my grandfather actually was a Ford dealer with his brother. In Tonkawa, Oklahoma, and Brahman were their first two stores. So back in history, there's some information about that on the Facebook page, too, with a picture of those two guys back in 1924. They were on a basketball team at that dealership in Tonkawa. And we always credit that with being one of his inspirations for sponsoring the American Legion baseball team here in Bartlesville and all the stuff we sponsor for youth activities from the 4-H and FFA and Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, just about everywhere the youth are in our community. Dungeness has been supporting them through the decades for 90 years.
But
that's so important to him. But the team stuff, when he was on that team there's three of Dungeness boys on that team in 1924 in that picture. And they all worked at the dealership too, and later got a chance to come back and own it and be Ford dealers. So this is how the world got going. It's how we got in the car business.
Cars before there were a whole lot of roads in this state.
Yeah, that's right.
And made
it through the Depression and, you know, lots of other ups and downs and changes and, you know, continue to try to fight every day to make it better, you know.
That's
a great legacy.
Well, you got a great story, great history going on there, too. I have to ask you, though, just between you and me, nobody's listening. Did you test drive the Model A? Did you test drive that old car that came in?
I have not myself, no.
No.
But I have. We've started up pretty much every day and get it going and make sure it's in good shape. And I've listened to it a few times. I haven't driven it, no.
Doggone it.
That's one thing about being a car dealer. It's not that I don't care. I do. I'm around a lot of cars, and then sometimes I don't take advantage of every opportunity to ride in every single
one.
No, that's good. I'd like to. Uh-huh. But we do have it on the showroom, okay. So there's, you know, I mean, take a chance at that. Okay. You know,
check out the internet price. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know if that one's online.
No, I think the VIN is too short.
The VIN is too short. We do have a few other cars we collect. We got a 73 Mustang, an old yellow convertible that we sometimes use in parades and such, and, you know, a few older cars, and an old Mercure that I like. That's the one I'm most emotionally attached to, a 1980s version Mercure XR4 Ti with just a few thousand miles that I that I bought from a friend of mine locally here, and it's a great car. Great, lots of fun to drive. That's the one I like to ride.
Now, if you're having fun listening to this, you got to get down to the dealership and do some driving yourself, and maybe drive one of these babies, new or pre-owned, home with you.
Yes, invite you all down or check us out online. Give us a call at 918-333-0900 or come see me out there this afternoon.
All righty. Thank you very much, Brent. And we will talk to you next week here on One-on-One with the Pros, a little thing we call Car Talk, where guess what we do? We talk cars. All righty. Have yourself a great weekend, young man.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.